From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Two American journalists freed by North Korea yesterday reunited with their families and with their boss, former Vice President Al Gore, in Los Angeles this morning. Una Lee and Laura Ling flew back to the United States with former President Bill Clinton, who yesterday went to Pyongyang to seek their release. We have more from NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
The two journalists stepped off a private charter plane and into the arms of their relieved families, including Lee's four-year-old daughter, for an emotional reunion. Ling held her hand over her heart as she thanked them and their supporters, President Obama and former President Bill Clinton, who came to their rescue. Ling said they had feared their sentence of 12 years of hard labor for illegally entering North Korea, and they were surprised after nearly 5 months of prison for their release.
We were shocked. But we knew instantly in our hearts that the nightmare of our lives was finally coming to an end.
As the head of Current TV, where Ling and Lee work, former Vice President Gore also welcomed them home. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Burbank.
President Obama says he's committed to overhauling the nation's health care system by the end of the year, with or without bipartisan support. On a visit to Indiana today, which has been hit hard by the recession, the president argued a revamped health system would stabilize the country's fiscal health. Some contradictory reports on the job market were released today, with one survey showing job losses bottoming out and another predicting many more to come. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The labor market shrank by about 370,000 jobs in July. That's according to a report by ADP, a business services firm. While still a decline, last month's job loss was considerably less than earlier months and could be a sign the labor market is beginning to bottom out. But another survey by Challenger Gray and Christmas, the outplacement firm, was more ominous. The survey found a 31% jump in planned layoffs. The job picture should become clear on Friday when the Labor Department releases its employment estimates for July. Other economic indicators out today were also mixed. The Institute for Supply Management found that the nation's service sector shrank at a faster pace in July than the month before. But orders from factories in June, according to the Commerce Department, were up. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court has upheld protections for millions of acres of national forests. The court ruled the Bush administration broke the law by failing to analyze the environmental impacts of abolishing protections for forests set aside by the Clinton administration. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 39 points to close at 9,280. The NASDAQ lost 18 points to close at 1993. The S&P fell 2 points. This is NPR News. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn in today for a second four-year term, 8 weeks after his disputed election, which triggered the most violent unrest in the country since the Islamic Revolution of 1979. Key reformist leaders and parliamentarians boycotted the ceremony. Thousands of riot police were deployed throughout Tehran. They broke up hundreds of demonstrators using clubs and pepper spray. The Senate's confirmation debate of Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor is still underway, but some Senate Democrats joined in a victory rally with civil rights advocates near the Capitol today. NPR's Audie Cornish has the story.
Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin was among those senators already claiming victory in the final stretch of debate over Judge Sonia Sotomayor's confirmation.
Tomorrow we will celebrate Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Cardin rallied with civil rights groups, including the National Council of La Raza. Spokeswoman Janet Merguia praised Sotomayor's judicial record and called on undecided senators to support her.
I hope that they will vote on the right side of history, because this is a vote that will matter and will be long remembered by our Latino community.
If confirmed as an associate justice, Sotomayor will be the third woman and first Hispanic approved to the high court. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Police in Pennsylvania say a gunman who killed three women at a health club last evening before killing himself didn't have a relationship with any of his victims. At least 9 people are injured. Police say 48-year-old George Sodoni was carrying 4 guns and used 3 of them to spray bullets inside a suburban Pittsburgh fitness club where he was a member. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.